The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
At Spirit of Praise with Pastor Benjamin Dube, Bongi Damons, as well as Dakindo on the song titled Reveal Yourself. And how can I forget Omega Kono, also featured on that one. In case you've just joined us, happy Friday. Happy Friday. My name is Luko Mkwedi Puti, keeping you company all the way up until 6 o'clock this evening. And a whole lot more still coming up, a lot of conversations and matriculants. Listen, I know the pressure. Not only do I know the pressure because I was once a matriculant, and I must tell you now, I always say this, there is no season, and I'm going to use this word as strong as it is, there's no season I hate. Two seasons I hate the most. Exam season and January when the results come out, and the pressure that's put on the children when the year starts, you know, the competition that it comes with, who passed more, who did. And it's beautiful to celebrate children, or anyone for that matter doing matric, because we understand that the labor of all these years is kind of being remunerated to a certain degree. But at the same time, man, I think I just become so anxious for the young people in that season. I remember 2009 when I matriculated, there were talks of Department of Education stopping the whole system of announcing results on the papers in public platforms. And I crossed my fingers. I prayed that that would be the case, but it never was. Years later, it came up again. I was rejoicing. I'm like, oh, less pressure on the children. But it didn't work. But instead of us complaining of what should be that isn't at the moment, I think we ought to embrace the season and just pray for you, encourage you, and propel you to your greatness, propel you to everything you've ever dreamed about or dreamt of. And so later this afternoon, after 5 o'clock, in fact, after 5:30, got a couple of things lined up for you, just to encourage you, just to keep you prayed up, and just to give you that one last push. And really, my heart for you is to say, don't panic. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. But one thing I give you a guarantee of, I've been there. I know how you feel. I really, really understand what's making you panic. But listen, you're above the task. You are above it all. So listen, you've got this. Don't worry.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to send a special note of encouragement and motivation to our matriculants in this time of the exams. I know that so many people are praying for you. We trust in God that God will take you and launch you like an arrow out of his quiver, that he has polished and made ready according to Isaiah, that you would hit bull's eye. This is a very special time of your life, and we're standing with you. Know that you are valued, and that I know that God's on your side. I want to share a special word out of 2 Timothy 2. This is one of the last letters that Paul wrote before he basically says that the time of my departure is at hand. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, I want to read from verse 1. He says, "You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Firstly, I would like to share that verse and just bring some perspective around it. So he calls him my son. So this is a mentor speaking to his mentee, and he says to him that I need you to be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? You could have said, I need you to persevere or endure, or I need you just to be strong. But he mentions grace because the very Paul that writes this to his son Timothy, as he imparts in him, lets him know that it was the very Jesus who said to him in a time when he was going through so much in his life, and he came to the Lord and three times pleaded that the Lord take the thorn out of his flesh because of the struggles he was going through. He calls him the messenger of Satan. He heard Jesus say, "My grace is sufficient for you." Yet Paul makes the similar statement to him. His last letter, this is the point of his departure, and he says, "My son, be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ." Have you ever heard people say, "I don't know how I accomplished it," or "This was so difficult," or "It seems so as if it can't be achieved, nearly impossible for me. On my own strength and vigor, I would never be able to do it." Then they would say things like, "Only by the grace of God," or like in Afrikaans, "Net die genade van God." And this is what Paul writes to Timothy about as well, stating that, listen man, you know, life's challenging, and what we're going to go through in life sometimes feels like it's impossible, it's difficult, I don't know how I'm going to accomplish it. But he makes a statement to him, he says that God's grace, the grace of God that brings forth salvation, that causes us to accomplish, that grace you need to be strong in. Don't be strong in your lack of ability, or look at scenarios or situations and feel like, "I don't know how I'm going to get through this." You know that as long as you are in Christ, there is grace enough to take you through. So embarking on your future, you know, we don't pray for our jobs to be easy. Then everybody can do it and we'll sit without a job. But we go in there knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. And we think on what Paul tells Timothy as he lays something down, as he gives him something, something from himself, something that God has spoken to him about his grace. And he says, listen, grace is that favor, that undeserved favor that goes beyond your potential. I know we as matriculants have a lot of potential and ready to go out there and conquer, ready to go out there and achieve. But Paul writes to Timothy and he says to him, listen, it's not in your ability. Know who you are in Christ. Go in the power of his might by depending on that grace. It's not how much you think you can achieve. It's not in your ability, your charisma. It's not in your eloquence. It's everything got to do with God opening doors because of his grace. Grace will achieve it for you. Grace will cause that difficult scenario, that scenario that seems so impossible and you don't know how you're going to do it. You don't have the strength or the vigor in any way to actually face what you're going to face. But know that God's with you. And that's the consolation here that Paul writes to Timothy. You'll see that all this is about hardship in verse 3. He says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ Jesus." So he basically turns to him and he says to him that you know, you got to get to a place of knowing that you got to endure hardship. Things are not going to be easy out there, but you have the grace of God that will bring you through. You have the salvation of God that will make sure that sometimes things doesn't add up. And sometimes we can only work out 1 + 1, but God knows trigonometry. He knows how to formulate. He knows how to bring it into fruition. He knows how to work things out. And all we got to do is just be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he mentions three fundamental things. And I maybe don't have the time to touch on all of them, but he says we are like soldiers. You know, we're in a battle. Life is like a battle. And he says that you need to please him who enlisted you, not get involved in civilian affairs. That means every soldier is utterly and totally focused on what he needs to do and that he needs to achieve. There's a discipline about a soldier, and that's how we ought to be. And this is what Paul tells Timothy as he knows his time of his departure is at hand. He says to him, listen, you got to be like a soldier. You got to be disciplined. Don't focus on other stuff. Keep your focus sturdy and make sure that you achieve the very purposes that God wants for you. You know, like Jesus makes a statement in John 17 verse 4, his last prayer, and he says, Father, he says, I brought you glory for I completed the very task you've given me to do. Jesus could do many things in his life. Many things. And just like we can do many things. But aligning ourselves with a purpose for why God created us. Like you take a pin, you know, and you can use it to grout out the ground and plant seeds. You can use it to wedge maybe something. But if you never use it to write with, you've never fulfilled its purpose. And this is what Paul writes to Timothy. He says, listen, zone in as a soldier. He makes this statement. He says, you must endure hardship. He says, as a soldier. Then in verse 4, he says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of life. The other version says, in civilian affairs, that he may please him who enlisted him. So God is depending on you. God is vouching for you that the very purpose for why he has created you, you will go and conquer. But it's all by his grace. He started by saying, it's by the grace. You can only achieve knowing that the grace of God will carry you through. Then he also makes a statement in verse 5, and he says to him, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. So he says, we like athletes, you know, we're running a race from the time of conception when we were given birth to. We in this race embarking on trying to win the prize. We're not going for second best. We're not going for third. We are going for the crown, and we need to stick to the rules. We need to do what needs to be done. You know, let's not lie or cheat or deceive in any way. Stick to the rules, and the grace of God will carry us through. My encouragement to all the matriculants today is find your perspective in God's grace, in His salvation. Know that He will carry you through. He has created you. He has molded you. He has placed something so important in you of value. And you can add so much value because He is the one that will bring it to pass. And you can be strong in that. Although sometimes you feel weak in your own abilities, through God's grace, He will create salvation. He will cause you to achieve all that He wants for you. My encouragement here to everybody that will be writing this exams, know that your consolation lies within Him. Take it from Paul, who spoke to Timothy and said to him, if you just stick with being strong in God's grace, you're going to be a good soldier, and you're going to please Him who enlisted you. You're going to go for the prize if you hold to the rules. My name is Dulay Doman from Nehemiah Ministries. God richly bless you. My prayers are with you, and I pray, Father God, that your hand will be upon our matriculants. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring to memory all things they have learned. I pray for a spirit of discipline like an athlete, like a soldier, and I pray for a spirit of endurance in this time, Father God, as they prepare to write, and they will have good results. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Maybe you're like me, when you're studying, you're anxious and stressed. When I was a student in the commune, or even as a teenager in our household, I would really be stressed. And it kind of came out of my actions towards my fellow housemates. In exam seasons, it's not an excuse to do whatever we want, and to even have bad behavior or not be testifying in our way of deeds about God. There's a text in Matthew 5:16 that says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Everything we do, anytime we do it, we are glorifying and testifying God's name. May that be true in the way that you study, the way that you act in the household, and even just the way that you pitch up to go and write that exam, wherever that is. I want to pray for you for this time. Dear Lord, we want to pray that everyone who's stressed and anxious, whether it's parents or grandparents or whoever is in an exam season, that they still be glorifying and testifying in their deeds that they are your children, that they are the salt and the light of the world. Thank you that we can be your children, and thank you that even in this time, you are with us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.